The town of Bosaso in Somalia's Puntland is considered a human smuggling hotspot. United Nations agencies estimate more than 1,200 people have died so far this year trying to make the dangerous journey from Bosaso to Yemen. The International Organization for Migration says it is conducting a series of activities in Puntland, which it hopes will reduce the annual loss of lives among people resorting to smuggling networks to transport them to Yemen. IOM spokeswoman Gemini Pandya says the agency staff will provide information to migrants and asylum seekers of the dangers of their journey along the smuggling routes to Bosaso. She says staff members will conduct so-called outreach missions in the town of Garowe in Puntland. She notes most migrants coming from the capital Mogadishu stop off there on the way to Bosaso. She says similar missions will be conducted in Burao in Somaliland, the main transit point from Ethiopia.
Along these transit points, IOM staff will be providing information to the migrants and asylum seekers on the dangers of their situation and their journey, in addition to advocating for their rights and better protection among the local authorities, communities and elders, because there are an awful lot of abuses taking place of the migrants and asylum seekers before they actually even get to Bosaso. The idea is that by placing our staff along these major routes, we can help avert the tragedies likely to befall them once they also arrive in Bosaso and en route to Yemen.
IOM reports smugglers charge huge fees to transport migrants across the Gulf of Aden in rickety, overcrowded vessels. It cites horrific cases of brutality and says smugglers often force their passengers overboard, causing many to drown. Pandya says IOM staff will identify the most vulnerable migrants, such as unaccompanied minors, victims of trafficking, and asylum seekers, and provide them with appropriate assistance.
This deployment will also allow us to gather data on migration trends and information which will enable us to better profile the irregular migrants making this journey. Ultimately, we hope that this information and data will allow us to come up with a much more effective humanitarian response to this situation.
Pandya says within the next couple of weeks, IOM plans to kick off information campaigns in Ethiopia. She says Ethiopians account for about 40% of those who manage to reach Yemen, and they too need to be made aware of the dangers that await them. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.